Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Beloved, all of you beloved residents of this earth and of this world. And guess what? You have just landed in love. You were created in love by love to be loved. There's love above you, love below you, and loved all around you. And most of all, in your heart, it's where the Christ resides. So in your Christed heart, you are sitting in the depths of almighty love. Now, almighty love, let's breathe in all of that love, know all of that love, so that we can be all of that love. I am Imaja Jubilee, and it's my pleasure and my delight to be your host for Love, Light, and Positivity. And there is nothing, my friends, knowing and waking up in the morning, like my mother says a lot of times, she did say, it could have been the other way. But God saw fit, the big G saw fit, to wake us up this morning. So we give thanks for that. And we give thanks for being able to move and have our being in that everlasting love and light that radiates from the big G. And in all of that, we give thanks for our beauty, our magnificence, so that we can dwell in a place of bliss and peace. And in all of that, let's wrap it all up now. We are amazing. We are magnificent. We are divine. Oh, I'm so grateful to be with you all today. And I'm so grateful that you decided to listen to us today. We are over 6 months into the year now, and we've had a lot of events that have occurred, but the year 2020, it promised to be one of clarity and of vision, and that's what has been happening, beloved. So now, with all of that being said, let us remember who made us and who created us and who gave us our breath. Now let's take a breath together, a long, slow, deep, cleansing breath, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in through your nose, through your mouth. Wow, that feels wonderful. For we know that the giver of the breath gives us it all to us, no matter what race, color, or creed, we have breath. And if you were to cut us, we would bleed the same blood because we were created in love, by love, for love. And breath is a connector. Even though I'm sitting here in Richmond, Virginia, and I got a guest in the virtual green room that's sitting in Dallas, Texas, we all were still created in this love. And I get excited about that. I get excited about my life. I get excited because I know who made me and who woke me up. And I know that life is meant to be lived in full expression. That's what L-I-F-E stands for. Live in full expression. Are you living your life in full expression today? We're going to affirm, and we know that you are. Let's breathe in again. I would like to thank Kayla Pageant, who is CEO of Finding My Way Radio Network, and Josie of Josie's Inspirational Network for the opportunity to be on this platform. It really is a gift. It's a place where I have been able to come and be who I am, bring who I am, and to spread love, light, and positivity. And that's what it's all about for me. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what comes up in the world. I don't care what I see on the news. I don't care what I hear when I'm not even trying to listen. My purpose is to be love, light, and positivity. And on that note, I got a question for you today. Are you engaging in reflecting the face of God? I'll repeat that again. Are you, as a woman, as a man, reflecting the Spirit of God? Are you aware of what the face of the big G and what that would look like? Do you know, can you ponder that in your brain? You have the ability to think from your brain. You have the ability to feel from your heart. So are you being the face of the divine? Are you being a face of the big G? Are you being a face of that Christed spirit that resides in your heart? Now, let me give you a little checklist here so that you can look at how you can be this. And if you're not, you know, don't condemn yourself and don't ever should on yourself. Don't ever would on yourself. Don't ever could on yourself. Always use the words, I am. because I am, says I'm already there. I'm in it. I feel it. I believe it. I can do it. So today, the face of God is the face of love. When you look on your face, are you smiling at people? Are you nodding your head and acknowledging them? Are you smiling and giving unconditional love from your Christ at heart? Do you have strings attached to it? You know, I love you if, I don't love you but. But is a word, too, that I do not like, that I leave out of my vocabulary as much as possible. So that's what the face of God is, unconditional. Are you listening to the inkling and the urgings of your heart? Are you listening? Are you sitting down in the silence and waiting for direction from the Almighty? Because when you listen, you can reflect the face of God. Now, during this pandemic, I made a commitment that I would make 3 phone calls a day, at least 5 days a week, to uplift someone. And I have pretty much followed through with that. There have been some days when I may not have been in a position where I could do it, but what I do when I'm not able to do that is that I send a text, I send a prayer text, or I send an affirmative prayer. I send an affirmation to people out, because that, to me, is how I give up service during this pandemic. And I give encouragement. I give encouragement to others. I support them. And I also bless people every day. And also, one of the things that helps me reflect the face of God, I bless my head every day. I bless every thought that runs through my mind to ensure that it's aligned with the Spirit. I bless my body every day to make sure that I'm listening to it and I'm doing things to take care of it. I do loving acts for other people. Do you do loving acts for other people? Do you, like, I know my friend brings me watermelon. That's a little act of love for me, because I love watermelon. Are you in your home with your family? Are you cleaning up behind yourself, or are you leaving a mess for someone else to do it? That's an act of love, to clean up by. My mother taught me that. She taught us that we had to make our bed every day before we got out. And that was an act of love we showed for her, so that, because she had cooked all the meals, cleaned all the rest of the house, the least we could do was make our bed. You can send flowers to some, or bring flowers. It don't have to be a bouquet. It can just be one. So I want you to think about how you are the face of God for yourself, your family, and to your community today. So I want you to use this affirmation. I listen and I act on the urgings of my heart to the best of my ability to be the face of God. I'll repeat that again. I listen and I act on the urging of my Christed heart to the best of my ability to be the face of God. Let's breathe. And as we do that, I got somebody exciting for you all to meet today. She is a dynamic brand strategist that lives in Dallas, Texas. And one of the things that I know, her name is Karen Johnson, but everybody calls her KJ. She's a brand expert. She owns KJ Strategy and Design Studios there in Dallas, and she has over 25 years of experience in training people. She's on a mission, y'all. Do you all have a mission? Well, this sister has a mission, let me tell you. And she brings that to all of the people that she works with, and helping them to, especially black females, owners, to help them identify with their cultural identity and to help them build communities so that they can leave legacies. And I like this part about what she does. She helps them to rock their confidence. And it don't get no better than that. KJ, welcome to our show.
Hey, Imaji. It is so good to be with you. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, and I know that you are too, because you are one of those sisters that I consider a brilliant, bold, bodacious, and a beautiful woman. And all the other stuff that goes along with that. That's what you are.
Awesome. Hey, well, you know what? It takes one to know one, right?
Yeah, it takes one to know one. That's what, if what you don't have in yourself, you can't see in somebody else.
That's right.
You spotted, you got it. So, KJ, my first question to you is, how are you reflecting the face of God in your life?
You know what, Imaji, when you asked that question right at the top of the broadcast, I was like super duper excited, right? Because I also, in KJ Strategy Design Studio, right, I also have a second company called the Brand Eye Academy. And in both of those, right, as a brand strategist, I'm teaching you about brand. But what I love about it is that the big G dropped down in my heart, right? This was definitely a few years ago. Really, what does brand mean, right? And it doesn't mean what you really think. Brand means that you boldly represent authentically the name of the Divine Father. So when you ask the question, right, are you being the face of God? Brand really talks to that, because I'm asking you, as you go about your day, right, we all have a personal brand. As you move in your business, right, we have a brand. Are you boldly representing authentically, right, the Divine Father? And so, you know, when you think about that, and in addition to that, right, I teach these four principles, right, the eyes, right, and I call it the spiritual eyewear, Imaji. Right, and uh-huh. That is this, inspire, right? I believe that your presence, right? So just the minute you engage with someone because of who you are, others should be inspired. I teach is impact. The words that you use, they should be
go ahead,
to
sister.
Edify.
Go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead. Yes.
To edify. Yes.
Yes.
And so
yes.
When you use your words, others should have this aha moment, right? That third
uh-huh.
eye is influence, right? Your actions, right? Because it's all about leading by example, right? So your actions should influence others to want to make a better decision for themselves. And watch this, Imaji. When you inspire, when you impact, when you influence, your life will leave an imprint on the hearts and minds of the very people you encountered.
Wow. I love you. I wrote everything down. It's like I'm taking notes. You know, like Lotus says. Look,
right.
I got my notes. I got my
notes.
Yeah, I'm taking notes, and that is so powerful, KJ. Well, tell me this: with all of that going on, being boldly represent authentic name of the divine and your spiritual eyes, inspire, impact,
yeah.
influence, and imprint. I love it. That's so beautiful. How did you decide, or how were you guided, knowing that this was your purpose?
Ah, Sheree. Right. When do you really find your purpose? Right. So, Imaji. Right. Real short story. Right. So I can't tell it all because it'll just take too long. Here's the deal. We all have been given, blessed with this thing called gift. Right. And this is
uh-huh.
and God gave this to me too. Right. Gift is God's inner fruit transformer. Right, KJ, what are you telling us? That the fruit that he has given you, if you use it, it will transform the folks that God has assigned to you. So that's the first thing. You got to know your gift. And for years, Imaji, I used my gift. I knew what my gift was. It was teaching. And I've been doing it for years, right? But here's the deal. I wasn't fulfilling my purpose. Right? So you're like, wait a minute, KJ, how do you use your gift and not be walking in purpose? Right? And so my thing about that is, right, I always image, and you may have seen it, right? It's an image
uh-huh.
of someone, whether it's man or woman, they are walking, right? That you see the road that they're on, but in front of them, there is no road. There's a paintbrush. Right, waiting
uh-huh.
to continue painting the rest of the road. So this is what I tell people. When you understand your gift and you begin operating in your gift, God will begin painting the road that's going to get you to purpose. Right?
I'll go ahead
so
now.
For me,
go ahead.
Yeah, so,
you know, as you talk, KG, I can picture all of that in my mind because I'm a very imaginative. I have a good imagination and visualization in my brain. And as you were talking, I want to thank you for taking the time and explaining so clearly how all of this links together. Because a lot of people don't know their direction. They don't know their gifts. They aren't seeking out, and if they don't know them, they're not seeking out someone that can give them guidance on digging a little bit deeper so that they can take a deeper dive and bring them to the world. So I see how your profession and how what you are doing, you're spreading love, light, and positivity, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what we are here about. I really like your explanation because it's plain, as I say, it's plain, it's clear, and it's simple. Okay.
Awesome.
There's no need to make it complicated. You know, we make life too complicated, and then we get to beating up on ourselves because somehow in our minds we have judged that we didn't get it right. But what's right for me may not be right for you, and my gifts may not be the gifts that you have. Right.
So
with all of that being said, and you bringing that. You have to bring it to yourself first, and then before you can teach, you teach it to other people. Now, do you believe in mistakes, and what has been best mistake? Yeah.
You know, I love this question. I love this question. Right. So here's the deal. Anytime we set out to do something, we don't set out to make mistakes. Right. Like that's not the goal. Right. But what happens is that when we don't get the result that we were hoping for, then the world labels it as a mistake. Right.
Go ahead now, girl. Tell it.
But this is what I believe, Imaji. I believe that there are lessons.
Yes. I hear you.
Lessons. Yes.
Say it again.
There are lessons.
Lessons. You heard what she said? There are lessons. Yes.
Right. And so many times, right, we miss those lessons, which is why a lot of times that lesson comes back to us again. It's just like being in school, right?
Yeah.
If you don't pass this grade, right,
school.
They're going to flunk you and you're going to remain.
Yeah. It's called Earth School. It's walking the planet.
Yes.
On practical feet, right?
Yeah.
And it's earthy.
Yes.
That's what it is. Yeah. So I love that explanation, girl. You got it going on this morning.
Because I tell people, right? We're living, right? God. See, we have to understand this, right? Big G knows what's best for us, right?
Yes.
And so what he's doing is he will allow things. Come on, y'all. He will allow things to happen in your life because he's teaching you a lesson, not in a bad way. You got to learn the lesson because in order for him to elevate you and take you right to your destiny, you got to learn lessons, right? And
go
so
ahead,
your lessons go are ahead. For you, yeah, and then there are some lessons for you to teach others. And see, we got to understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, and see, that's good. That's good right there because one of the things, you can't take people, as I said before, where you haven't been, okay?
Yeah.
And if you think you have everything and you know everything and you are not humble and you don't know where your strength comes from and who your faith resides in, you will continuously lift yourself up and hang around with the wrong people.
That's
and
right.
Hang out in the places that are not good, and you can never emerge and evolve because it's a process. I call it emerging and evolving. It's the same thing every day. We emerge and evolve. Every day I emerge and evolve, being what God would have me to be. If that's what it's about.
Yes.
And not focus on outer opinions, outer attainment of material things to define you. You know, houses, cars. Not that I don't love nice things now, okay?
Right.
But the main focus has to be on that which has created you and why you are here. You know?
That's right.
So I totally get it. And I do not believe in mistakes either. I'm on the page with you, KJ. I'm on the page with you. Because it's and life is beautiful when you know and when you know that God has your back and life is not against you. See, that's the other thing.
Right.
Some people believe that life is not for them and that God is against them. That's a mind thing. That's the enemy. That's the enemy.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. So Imaji, I always say you have been dealt the best hand possible. So you got to play what's in your hand.
What's
say, oh my God,
hand.
All I got is all twos. No, you got
all
twos.
Yeah, you got it all. You got it all, and it can be in your left hand or your right hand. But literally speaking, what you have been given from inside out. So with that being said, if the BG, the God of the universe, said, "Okay, KJ, I'm gonna grant you three wishes that you can do, and you can change things," what would that be?
Wow, you know what? If man, that's some big stuff. That's some big wishes. You know what? One of the things that I would change is people really for people to truly understand, or I guess I should say, for people to know their true identity, right? The essence.
Their true identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So because I believe that if you know, see, it's a difference between knowing and understanding. Come on, somebody.
When you know a thing,
right, you act a thing. You understand
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? And so when you know the essence of your core, when you know that you are of Christ, your walk, your talk can't be nothing but Christ.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm
saying? Tell it, girl.
So.
I know
that
right.
would be, I believe, you know, with that emoji, I don't need three things. Because
okay.
I believe the one thing that when you know the essence of who you are at your core, when you own and fully embrace your culture, right, because we are automatically creative beings. So when you know that, you understand what I'm saying? We would really see an entirely different world, which is what we're all mm-hmm. trying to strive to, right? Because at the end of the day, everybody, just kind of think about this, everybody really, at the end of the day, nobody wakes up and say, you know what, how am I going to screw up today? That's not people.
Yeah, not they don't have that kind of intention. So with all of that being said, what is the one piece of advice that you would like to leave with our audience, KJ, that are all over the world? What is the one thing that you know that you know that you know, okay, from a heart space, not from a head space, that you would like to leave with our audience?
Yeah, so this is the thing that I want to leave with the audience. It is crucial for you to understand two things. Well, not even understand, and more importantly, right, know. And that is your gift, your God's inner fruit transformer. What is the fruit that God has given you to transform lives? When you know it, use it. You may not right now know your purpose, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm guaranteeing you this, that if you begin moving and operating in that fruit, in that gift, God will begin moving the puzzle pieces into place, and you will know your purpose. And when you discover purpose...
With that being said, we need to bring this to a close. Cause we talk so much, we might have to do another show. You know, this is good. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, so you can get in contact with me. You can follow me on social media, either Karen KJ Johnson or KJ Strategy Design Studio. You can follow me there, or you can contact me. My phone number is 469-734 4448.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, we want to thank you, KJ. We're going to have you back for another show because we just got
awesome.
Started. And in closing, what I'd like to leave with my audience, remember to all the things that KJ has said, and remember that you are the face of God. You are the face
yeah.
of God, and I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me, and I am a part of you. All races, all creeds, and all colors, and all nationalities, all over this world, we are the face of God. So go out today and be the face of God in the ways that is best. As you listen to the divine, the big G comes through you. This is Imaja Jubilee, and you have been listening to Love, Light, and Positivity. And we'll see you next time on Love, Light, and Positivity.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.